This is Twit.
I was actually conflicted. I had so many choices this week, but I'll spread them out. Next week, we'll do a hot new game.
Ooh.
Week after that, we'll do a new app from a Mac OS developer that I really like. But actually, this is that too, in a way. This is, people are probably familiar with Pixelmator, which has been a kind of great editor drawing program for the Macintosh. The folks who do Pixelmator announced that they were going to do something called Pixelmator Photo. It came out just a few days ago, and I used it during our trip, and I have to say I really love it. Now, it's only $5. That may be an introductory price. They say the best way to edit photos on your iPad. It isn't quite as powerful as Lightroom. The chief difference between this and Lightroom is that Lightroom will let you do regional editing. You can modify small parts. But it is a lot easier to use, and it does some things better than Lightroom does. So I think even if you have Lightroom, you're going to want to take a look at Pixelmator Photo. Let me just load a picture or two and show you. So first of all, you can, and this is a problem with the iPad. Another thing, by the way, that iOS 13 apparently, or at least rumoredly, will fix is this notion that in order to do photos on the iPad, you have to import the photos no matter what you're using, whether it's a dongle like this, Apple's photo attachment, or wirelessly. They always go into Apple Photos, and then you have to import them in from Apple Photos. In the case of this program, it's a little odd. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I wouldn't be surprised. I see the folders for a variety of apps, but not Apple Photos. And in order to get stuff out of Apple Photos, I actually have to import using the plus button directly from Apple Photos. But here's the good news, and you might notice this. You see the word RAW on these photos. That's really good news because it means it will import raw photos from a great many cameras. Here's my good friend, Bill. Mm-hmm. And this is a raw photo. Actually, let me show you a pretty cool thing that I'm able to do with this that is, I think, unique. Here's a photo. This is a photo out the window of our hotel on the beach here, Poipu Beach in Kauai. But as I looked at this photo, I thought about it and I said, I'm going to import it so I can start modifying it in Pixelmator Photo. $5, by the way, which is a really great price. Lightroom is $10 a month for the Lightroom Photoshop package. So here I am. It has a couple of instant features they call ML or machine learning. Mm-hmm. So you could tap the machine learning button and it will just do something automatically. You can also go into the settings and you'll see that a lot of these settings are very similar to Photoshop settings. Of course, there's hue and saturation. There's what they call lightness, which includes exposure, highlights, shadows, brightness, contrast, and black point. Those are all very similar to Lightroom. You also have channels and a color wheel. You can work with levels. You can work with curves. This is pretty powerful. You can replace colors. And there's even a channel mixer, so you can increase, if you want to increase the contrast. Notice, by the way, the ML feature. You can even see what things ML suggests doing, like upping the blue channel, and you can, well, maybe we'll leave that blue channel where it is. You can decide to modify it slightly. Sharpen, grain. They also have some pre-built filters, quite a few pre-built filters. They're not well named. This is VN003. I don't know how you'd remember that, but you can play with those, and they apply very quickly, and you see it's actually modifying the curve here. But this is the thing that really blew me away. So let me go back. I'm going to revert, close this out, and use the heal tool. This is a little Band-Aid tool. Now, they have this in Photoshop and Lightroom, too. But let's say there's some things in your image that you don't like, you want to repair. Like, for instance, this image kind of, to me, was ruined by the fact that I could see this parking lot here. Mm. So let's just get rid of that. It's gone.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I don't want that fence line, so yeah. I can just draw along that fence line and slowly replace it. Now, it's doing cloning, so you'll see there probably are some errors introduced, but they're easy to fix. It's going to clone the vegetation there. You do some taps here if it's repetitive or apparently that house got into the repair process, and I don't want that, so we're going to get rid of that. Maybe get some of the repetitions out here. In fact, I'm just going to paint this whole other house out. I don't like it at all. And it It's gone. So this does a very good job of this kind of repair, with you know, a few errors. So you might do some stuff manually. Oh, I've just removed part of the C. Oh my God! Fortunately, it has an undo, pretty much unlimited undo. So I think just for that feature alone, the fact that I got rid of this parking lot and that fence line there, almost imperceptibly, really is pretty cool. And then you can do cropping, you can do rotation, you can change the angles. It is a very powerful tool. Once you're done, you can save it as modified, or you can modify the original so that you save it on top of the one in Photos. Notice it doesn't have any storage of its own. You're taking it out of some folder or out of Photos and then putting it back in. I could save a copy to Photos, so I'll have two different versions. Or you can export it to another supported format, and I'll show you. We've got HEF, JPEG, PNG, TIFF, Photo. You can choose the quality on those. HEIF is Apple's own high-efficiency image format. So you see, that's pretty nice. And again, this was a raw image, so it was able to interpret the raw image and do a lot of the editing that you might do in a more professional, higher-end, and certainly more expensive program. Even if you've got Lightroom and Photoshop, and Lightroom on the iPad is really getting better and better, and I certainly do use that, this is a really great tool in your toolkit. This is for $5, Pixelmator Photo from the Pixelmator folks. It's out now. Highly recommend it. I think they've done a really, really nice job. Somebody says the tree defies physics, so I'm going to have to go back into that tree.
Can you fix that picture?
Can I fix this one of you?
Fix it somehow.
Let's see.
Can you make the nose smaller? Get rid of the wrinkles?
Yeah, you know, in Lightroom, this is where regional corrections would be great. You could actually paint, soften some of these things.
Go ahead. You can't
do that. Well, you could, but it's
unfixable.
You can't. Well,
in
this app, you can't.
That's perfect. I didn't think you could possibly make that worse, but you've done a really good job.
Well, those burn scars are.
Let's go back to that picture. Why? Yeah, you just unplugged my eyebrows. Thanks.
I'm sorry. That's really mean.
What did I ever do to you?
I think we can just shorten this a little bit.
Yeah, make that a little bit smaller. Oh, no.
Okay.
John's laughing a little
this
bit
This is something you could easily do in Lightroom a lot better because they have regional corrections. It's not ideal for this kind of thing, as you can see. It just doesn't really work. But so you wouldn't do portrait work in this. I would absolutely import this into Lightroom or some
other
program.
Absolutely. Or maybe just take a better, a more flattering view.
Yeah, angle. If it's a bad picture to begin with, there ain't nothing. Nothing you can do. So, but I do think for $5 especially, and I imagine that's a promotional deal at first because that seems like a ridiculously low cost. This is a must-have for anybody who has an iPad. Pixelmator Photo from the folks who do Pixelmator on the Macintosh. Really, really nice job here. And that's my app cap.